Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, and this hour is brought to you by Clopay Garage Doors. Check it out at clopaydoor.com. In their door imagination system, you can upload a picture of your home and try on some of the beautiful Clopay Garage Doors. And I know a lot of people don't really think it's a garage. Actually, I had that on my list, today that I've been sharing is the biggest impact of the exterior of your home, and one of the number one thing is cleanliness, cleaning sidewalks, driveways. It's also an entryway. The new front door maybe you should be thinking about, or if the garage door is half the, or a third, I'll say, of the facing of your home to the street, you check out some of these Clopay garage doors. You can change the appearance of your home dramatically with some of the newer, like, carriage house doors that Clopay has. And you can upload the picture of your house and just try on the different doors, try on the different hardware, try on the different arrangements of windows that are on the door. I mean, it's amazing what you can do. ClopayDoor.com. All right, let's get back to the phones, and I'll give you the phone number if you'd like to grab a line. It's 800-823-8255. And Terry, welcome.
Terry, thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a problem with two things. First of all, the concrete on our porch is discolored in the front. It has, for example, somebody left a can of paint on it, and the paint didn't spill, but the concrete is lighter under where the paint was, and then the rest is a little darker. That's my first question. And the second one is mold. My brother passed away, and he had a cover over his car, and we didn't take it off for a long time because we were all busy. And then we finally took it off, and there was mold inside the car. So those are the two things. If you could help me with those two things, I'd be so happy.
Sure. Well, on the mold, there is you may have heard me speak a lot about a product line called Wet and Forget.
Okay.
And Wet and Forget makes a indoor, okay, which I'm going to say the inside of the car would be considered indoor, disinfectant and mold cleaner. Now, what you'll do with this product is you'll simply spray it on, and it kills the mold. I mean, it doesn't just set it back, and it doesn't instantly clean it, but it kills the mold spores, which means there won't be regrowth. And then you can take some soap and water. You know, if there's still a stain from the mold left, a soap and water will clean up. But in most cases, the Wet and Forget disinfectant and mold killer, you'll spray it on and it'll kill the mold and also disappear. So that's what I'd recommend for the car. Very easy product to use, very safe product to use. Don't attack that with bleach. A lot of people always mold, I'll get some bleach on there. That can be pretty caustic. It can also not kill the mold. And mold can also sense a bleach, where it will actually create mold, more mold spores, and literally erupt right in your face. So no bleach. But check out that Wet and Forget indoor disinfectant mold killer cleaner.
Okay, you know, can you hear me still?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in California, they have rules that there's certain things that we can't use, like, for example, light bulbs and so on.
Right.
And I wonder if Wet and Forget can be bought or used in California.
Yes, it can.
Okay. Is it a different chemistry, or is it the same one you're talking about?
It's the same. Well, I don't know. I say that. I'm assuming it's the same, but I don't know. I think the only issue they had with the disinfectant and cleaner was maybe labeling instructions. But okay. I think it's the exact same product.
Okay. Well, good. All right. And what ideas about the concrete?
Well, no. So we got a can of concrete that sat, or a can of paint that sat on concrete, and it's lighter underneath that can than the surrounding surfaces. So do you think it's a stain? I would say
no.
I would think it would be darker.
No, it's not a stain. I think maybe the rest of the concrete is stained, or maybe dirt got onto it or something.
Well, that could be. That could mm-hmm. be. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very safe cleaner for cleaning concrete is an oxygenated bleach. It requires a little scrubbing. There's a website called Masonry Defender, and it's masonrydefender.com. They have one called Masonry Cleaner, and it is a very high grade of oxygenated bleach. Very, very safe product. It's a powder you mix with water, you put it on the surface, you let it sit maybe 10 minutes, you respray it onto the surface, then take like a streak broom. You could use a scrub brush, but then you're down on your hands and knees. You could use a street broom and just agitate it, work it, scrub it, and then either use a pressure washer and rinse it off, or just use a regular hose and rinse it off.
Okay,
if it's just dirt and maybe a little mildew on that surface, that'll clean it right up.
Okay, and also there are some cracks in the concrete, and I've heard you talk before about something that you put on top of concrete that will cover the whole thing, and I forget what it's called.
Well, there is, but we need to address the cracks first. Mm-hmm. So how wide are those cracks?
They're not very wide. You can just see them. They're not wide at
all. Can you put your
all.
Fingernail in them?
No, I don't okay. think so.
Okay. So there, I've talked about a couple of recap products. One of them is called Roller Rock. One of them is called Terrazzo. And what that is, the Terrazzo is a granite recap. So it's two coats with a paint roller on it. It'll cover small cracks. It's a decorative finish. And then you can put a clear sealer on it to make it slip resistant. That's one category. Then there's a category that Quikrete makes called Recap, which is a powdered cementitious mixture that you mix with water. The mixing is very important, and you got to have like an industrial drill. And then you'll pour that on, and with a brush brush and squeegee, you would move that around the surface, and that is a concrete color.
Industrial drill, did you say?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What's that? I mean,
it's just a big heavy-duty drill with a mixer on the end of it. You'd have to rent one.
You mix it with the drill. You're not using the drill on the concrete.
No. You're mixing
okay,
it with,
and then
you're mixing it.
How long does it have to dry?
I'm going to say a day. I don't know. The instructions will be in there. It probably dries in like 2 to 4 hours, and they'll ask you to not walk on it for a day. So, yeah, those two. The other one's more expensive, more durable, and easier to apply. And if you'd like to look at the Roller Rock or the Terrazzo, they got some great videos there. It's daichcoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. All right, we'll take a little break. Come back and get your questions answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
It's the weekend, and you have fix-it questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, the nation's largest provider of plumbing repair services and a great place to work. Roto-Rooter is hiring experienced plumbers and training new ones. So if you're good with your hands and have great customer service skills, listen to this. There's a shortage of skilled repair plumbers, which means you'll enjoy great pay, benefits, and advancement in the plumbing trade. Visit rotorooter.com and click on the careers tab to learn more. Well, I've been recommending Blackjack Driveway Sealer for years, and here's some great news. The Blackjack 10-Year Sealer DriveMax 1000 now features ClimaSeal technology for accelerated drying time and curing during cooler temperatures. DriveMax 1000 adds curb appeal, delivering a light new black finish, and it's still urethane enhanced for the longest life. DriveMax 1000 available at Lowe's, True Value, and Ace Hardware stores. Visit blackjackcoatings.com for more info. Blackjack, protecting driveways for over 100 years. So do you own a boat, camper, or RV? When you opened it, did it have a musty smell that you'd like to get rid of? Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. If you're looking for a product that'll eliminate odors, not just cover them up with some pungent, fragrant smell, and it's safe for the family and the pets, let me recommend Odor Exit. It will eliminate any musty odor from mold or mildew, even smoke. And if you found mice in the camper or RV, they have a product for that smell too. Visit odorexit.com. Well, folks, you know I love to tell you about great products like JB Weld. It's been a trusted adhesive by the pros for 50 years. In fact, I've been using it for years also. And it works great pretty much on anything around the house, marine use, plumbing, automotive. Doesn't matter whether it's wood, glass, metal, just about anything. Get JB Weld wherever hardware and auto parts are sold. Walmart, Home Depot, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, and more. JBWeld.com.
All right, back at it we go, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. By the way, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to have Alyssa Andu in. She's with Rescue, and we're going to talk about ants because they are on the march.
Yes.
We'll talk about how to eliminate them from your home. In the meantime, if you'd like to join us, it's
800. I'll be listening. I need help with that.
You need help with ants?
Yes.
Ants in your house or ants in your pants?
Well, actual ants at my house, not ants people.
I see. I'm with you. All right. 800-823-8255. That's our phone number. You can be part of the show. And we'll go to Kurt. Kurt, welcome.
Good morning. How are you,
Gary? I am fine, sir.
Yeah. A new construction house. Was wondering a question about the Easy Breathe type system. The house came new. It's about a year old. It has a direct vent to the outside of the house, and then there's a damper or whatever to keep to open and close to allow air to come in from the outside when you turn the air exchanger on, and then that's propelled by the fan in the bathroom up on the upper level. This is in the lower level where this is at, lowest level, like what you had mentioned earlier. Is this something should be 24/7 running that, or I've heard. So I've heard one opinion, you don't need that. They shouldn't even put that in the house. And then, that doesn't quite make sense to me why they would put it in and somebody tells you you don't need it. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I can only answer in terms of the Easy Breathe. What they have on that particular device is they have a humidistat. So you can, there's an on-off switch, but you can also set it to your desired humidity, because as you remove humidity, you're also removing polluted air, correct? So if we can get that level to, 40%, I have mine set at 40%, it does turn off, but it doesn't turn off every day. It just depends how much moisture transfer is coming through that wall. So in their case, it's regulated by the humidity level. I'm not sure what system you have. It almost sounds like the house is tight enough that they're bringing fresh air in for combustion, maybe for the water heater, maybe for the furnace. I don't know what the engineering of that particular situation that you have is,
It would be a high efficiency furnace, so I don't think that would be.
That wouldn't come into play.
Yeah, and then the water heater is electric, so there's okay. the only thing running with gas would be the high efficiency furnace. Yeah. So I guess I'm just thinking that you can tell right in the area where the fresh air is coming in when that system's on, it's definitely pulling air from the very lowest part of the house all the way outside air through the house up through the bathroom, just the same as if you put your exhaust fan on after a shower or during whatever.
Sure,
so,
sure. Well, I think these things are very important, and I think they're going to become more important. With the engineering of homes now, they're even sealing the inside walls of homes. In other words, before the drywall's up, before the insulation's up, they're putting a spray, an aerosol on the walls that is actually sealing the cracks between the wood panels. So the houses are going to get tighter. And with, our products are become more environmentally friendly, but there's still products that have off-gassing, and then you got foams in your bedding. And, there's off-gassing that's going on inside the homes. There's no means of escape in some of these homes, so ventilation becomes critical. It's becoming required in building codes in a lot of different states now. So I can't tell you whether it should run, 24/7 or not, but ventilation is key.
Yeah, what I don't care for is it's either all or nothing. I think what'd be neat is to just get a timer and like every 6 hours have it run for 20 minutes,
Sure, sure. That may well be.
Yeah.
That may well be. And talking to an architect or whoever would specialize in that type of system, that might be worth a phone call.
Yeah, I think so. That's good. By the way, I have 3 mil plastic on my fiberglass insulation down in the lower level. It's kind of a basement, like a full basement on three sides, and then it's a lot goes downward, so there's like knee walls on the full one long side. So I've got a lot of insulation with like a 3 mil plastic covering that up. Is that okay to just cover that with sheetrock? I mean, is that ready?
Well, here, that's the way a lot of basements and lower levels were built and insulated, I'd say, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And what happened, and you probably remember this when we still have issues with mold in homes, but if it was below grade and moyster was coming through, it's one thing to have a paper vapor barrier on insulation, but when we wrapped that in plastic, there was no means for the water vapor that was penetrating through the concrete wall to disperse into the environment of the lower level that could then be controlled either by a dehumidifier or by air exchanging units. So they really quit doing vapor barriers below grade. As of a couple, maybe 10 years ago, there was still code to do that, but the people that were really on top of this were finding out that the plastic wrap on below grade insulation was a detriment.
Yeah, I need to check into that a little bit too, because, what this is, I mean, it's barely a year old since it's constructed.
Right.
I follow what you're saying, but what they did is contrary to what is.
I think, I don't think that would be right. I think that's old construction methodology, to be honest with you. I think you want that water vapor, though we don't want water vapor. I think you let it come into the house and then control it rather than trap it behind an insulated wall, because what we were finding 20 years ago, 30 years ago, was, open up a wall because we had some, thought we had some issues, and you take that plastic off and the insulation was all moldy. The water got in there, gets trapped, and there's nowhere for it to go.
Well, good stuff, Gary. Appreciate your show.
Thank you much, Kurt. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, coming up next, our segment should be of interest to most people if they have a house, and that is ants are on the march. And once ants discover a good food source, boy, I'm telling you what, they bring all their fellow workers right along with them, and before long, you got ant problems, and we're going to have Alyssa on. She is with Rescue. In fact, we've had a couple calls about wasp, and I was talking about the Rescue wasp traps and also the carpenter bees. So we'll enjoy the next 15 minutes with Alyssa as we continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
You don't have a list of things to do around the house. Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last the season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com. Also at Do It Best Store.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is my favorite refillable household cleaner and is the best glass cleaner you'll find. The new Jaws Multipurpose Cleaner with a great lavender fragrance is the perfect addition to the Jaws lineup of cleaners and perfect for your everyday cleaning needs. Also, check out Jaws Ultimate Cleaning Kit with 6 cleaners, including the Jaws Glass and Disinfectant Cleaners, for only $44.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com.
You don't have to live with damp, ugly basement walls. Stop the water with Drylock Masonry Waterproofer. I've recommended it for years. Drylock can be used interior or exterior, above or below grade. Use it to protect and beautify basement walls, foundations, retaining walls, and more. Low odor and easy soap and water cleanup, can be tinted for a decorative finish. Also, try Drylock Clear Floor and Wall Waterproofer for floors. Uses a vapor barrier prior to installing flooring or alone as a finished damp-proof coating. Drylock sold everywhere. Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
All right, 33 minutes after the top of the hour, it's time for our project of the week. And joining us is Alyssa Andu. She is the marketing manager for Rescue. You hear me talk about these products often, and the ants, they're on the march. Alyssa, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan once again.
Hi, good morning, Gary.
How are you? Everything well?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
Good, good. We've talked about the Rescue products several times this weekend. From the carpenter bees, and the first thing I got to ask you, because we the first caller today was from Florida, had problems with wasp, and I'm not so sure in my neck of the woods we've had problems with wasp yet, but you got a product for wasp, right?
We do. It's called the Wasp Trap Stick,
okay.
And yeah, you can find it at Lowe's, also Ace, True Value, Do It Best as well.
Does that kind of work like the carpenter bee trap? The different weather patterns across the United States really show up in pests, because we're talking wasp in Florida, and then we're still talking carpenter bees in northern Ohio.
Oh, I know. In Florida, I feel like we were talking even flies in Florida in February. Their insects
right?
Wake up early.
Yeah. So the ants are on the march now, and I've seen some at our house.
Yes, they are. You know, they're the number one nuisance pest in the U.S., and they show up mostly in the spring is when you really start seeing them.
What can we use to get rid of those? Because they're just a nuisance.
Yeah. Well, ant baits are the best thing to use, because you're not going to necessarily be able to find a colony very easily. They're not necessarily nesting in your house. They're just using your house for the food, the shelter, the moisture. and they'll be coming in and out. And once they find something they like, they're going to lay those pheromone trails and just keep going back and forth to the colony, bringing them food and moisture that they need. So if you set an ant bait station, you set a poisonous to them, a poisonous substance that they're going to take back to that nest and share it with all the other ants. They're going to share that food and that moisture with the colony, and then you can kill out the colony, and then you won't have the ants in your house anymore. So it's really the easiest way to handle ants.
So we need to get to the queen, I guess, and that she's in the colony outside.
Right.
So they find your house, to start from the very basic. They find this big structure, and they find a little crack in the brick mortar joint or something like that, and under the door or wherever. And they start kind of just cruising through your house, and everything that lives looks for food and water. And when they find it's like, bingo. And then they get all their buddies, and they just start transporting food back to the queen and colony?
Right, and that's when you start seeing that trail of ants. They've laid down a chemical signature, a message to all the other ants that, hey, follow this path, and some good stuff is ahead. Mm-hmm. So I've watched ants on a cable line going into someone's house. They were coming. They were nesting somewhere near a utility pole, and they were actually, you could watch them out the window going back and forth with a complete trail of ants all the way along the utility line into someone's home. It was amazing.
In our hometown.
They don't need to find very much. Yeah.
In our hometown in Cincinnati, it's the zoo has an insect house. And they have clear PVC tubing running all through this one building. And they have ants in there. And you can see
really
just how industrious they are. Because you're right. It's a highway of ants. When they say worker ants, they're not joking. These guys are working hard.
And they'll find just the smallest little opening into your house if they think there's something good in there. And so, absolutely. It's good to keep things sealed up, as always, with most home projects or anything that you suggest.
Right.
Sealing up cracks and crevices is always a good idea.
Yeah, so I tell people all the time, really, if you have ants on the inside of the house, just go outside and your neighbors will think you're not too smart because you'll just be staring at the ground and or staring at the wall and see if you can find that trail. And just for your own edification, you can find out where there's vulnerability to your house, at least for ants, but also dust and dirt and cold temperatures or warm temperatures. You can seal that up and then also get those bait stations in there and start eliminating the problem.
Exactly.
Are all bait stations the same?
No. The rescue bait station, we use two separate you have the sugar lure and the protein lure, and they're separated and easy for the ants to process. Different ants need different foods, and they're feeding different parts of the colony. So they don't like to have to process it, but they will. So there's other ant baits out there where, say, some are just sugar, and then you're not feeding the entire colony. You're only feeding the adults that are needing that sugar. And then there's others where they have sugar and protein combined, but it's really hard. So you have ants have to work harder to use it. So you want something that's nice with a good amount of moisture because they're also looking for moisture. The protein and the sugar separated. The rescue ant bait has that combination, and it's ideal. Ants actually are attracted to it and will find it and then take it back to the colony and kill off the rest of the nest.
I guess temperature has a little bit to do with something in terms of their diet too, in terms of proteins and sugars.
Well, sure, different times of year when they're craving different things, but part of it also is who they're feeding in the colony. Larvae and whatnot need the protein.
Sure. You said we're bringing poison back to the queen, and we have bait stations, and sometimes that can scare people putting that into your home. How safe are these rescue bait stations? I'm assuming they're very safe.
Yeah, well, they're actually proven child resistant, so our bait stations won't spill out. You'll see other bait stations where the liquid is spilling out of the bait station, and you've got to put something underneath it. We solved that problem, and we kept the bait completely encased in a bait station. So when you open it up, there's no assembly, there's no cutting open, there's nothing. You just put it out, it will not leak, and it's also proven child resistant. So you do that, and you don't need to be worried about what's in there. But also, sure, what is in there is not anything that's harmful to mammals. It's the main ingredient is called boric acid.
Okay.
Borax is it's an ingredient that some people know about, it that's in soap and things.
Sure.
It's something.
It's not going to hurt any human or dog or anything.
No.
It's designed for ants.
Exactly.
Really designed for the queen ant.
But even so, you know, just in case, you don't want kids getting into it anyway. So
right.
It's also child resistant.
Exactly. Hey, when we get these bait stations and we put them inside our home, is there a specific placement that you would want to put these in? Obviously where the ants are, I guess, but up against the baseboard, middle of the room, on the counter, is there any specific place we want to place them?
Well, first you want to know where you're seeing the ants, because you want to put it where you are seeing them crawling around. But second, you have to remember, this is not trapping the ants. A lot of people get confused by that, thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to trap them in here. You're going to bring more ants to it, because once they find the source, they're going to be really excited about it, and they're going to tell all their friends about it, and then you're going to have a super highway of ants going there for about a day or so,
right,
until the colony starts to die back. So think about that. So in the middle of your living room floor, you don't want a super highway of ants going in the middle of your living room floor. So think about that when you're doing it. I had some relatives that were setting out bait stations, and, well, they saw ants on their bathroom counter. So they put it on their bathroom counter. Well, now you've got ants all the way. So maybe watch the trail and see which corner or area where they're crawling around can you place that bait station. So that way you're not having a super highway on a counter in the middle of a floor, that sort of thing. So I would watch where the ants are, but also think about, where are you okay for the next couple of days having a lot of ants show up? Because you need all those ants to show up to feed the colony the poison.
Sure. Sure. Well, I had that exact experience. I knew what to expect, so I didn't panic. But when I used the rescue ant bait station, I had seen some ants in the bathroom on the floor, on the outside wall. So I knew they were coming in on the outside of the outside wall in that general area. But before I really got going, I placed the ant bait station not far from a counter, but it wasn't on the counter. And my wife she saw the ants, hates ants, and I put these bait stations out, and it was like a day and a half later, she goes, what did you do? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, there's like 1,000 ants now. I said, great.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean great? And I said, it's working, and explained how it worked and different things. And then once we saw those thousands of ants, we went outside on the outside of the exterior wall, and exactly like you said, there was a highway of ants going, and it took almost 3 days. And then we went from like 1,000 ants to nothing. Then I made my patch on the outside of the house. No more problems.
Yeah, that's great. But you do have to be patient when you have that super highway of ants going toward that bait station. You haven't brought more ants that are already in your house. It's just, they've now found what they really want to eat,
right,
or what they think they want to
right.
eat. Yeah.
Right. Well, Rescue makes many, many traps. Obviously, the ant baits are one of them. We talked about the carpenter bee and the wasp traps. The technology that you use is incredible for some of these traps. Can you just share a little bit with that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we first started quite a few years ago actually scanning the antenna of insects. We have an electroantennagram detector. And the antennagram detector, you rush certain scents by it, and then you determine which chemicals in that scent are actually attracting or repelling the insect. And so we've always had that technology. And then the most recent technology we've been using in our lab is electroretinogram detectors. And so we've actually been able to scan the eye of the insect and determine which colors and patterns they find attractive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a really, really great team of scientists both that are working indoor in a lab with the insects first to, say, develop their hypothesis, and then they're testing everything out in the field. So it's a very busy time in our lab right about now while the weather's warming up and we've got a lot of insects active and running all these field tests. So it's a really, really great team, and they do some amazing work, and it's all right here in the U.S., which I love.
Yes, yes. Well, very good. Where do people get rescue ant baits and some of these wonderful rescue traps we're talking about?
Well, rescue ant baits, you can find them at Ace Hardware, Rural King, Atwoods, and some other local hardware stores. And all of our products, so the wasp trap sticks that we've been talking about, those, you can find those at Lowe's and also other local Ace, True Value, Do It Best stores, that sort of thing. And then, so we're nationwide with a lot of stores with different product mixes. So
Gotcha. Really,
if you're going to your local hardware store, you will find a rescue product one shape or another. Ant baits, though, I would say Ace Hardware, Rural King, and Atwoods are your best bets right now.
And the rescue.com, they can go for more information?
Yes, rescue.com. It's that easy.
Well, you've made it very easy for us, and I thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much for having me, Gary.
You're quite welcome. Take care. Have a good weekend. All right, 15 minutes before the top of the hour, let me give you the phone number. You can join us as we talk about your home projects, maintenance, and repair. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Could the air in your house be the reason your allergies act up? You can't see or smell anything, but you have a runny nose, sniffles, and even body aches. They're all better once you go outside. Maybe it's the air in your home. Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. My listeners tell me after using AQM throughout their homes, it does something magical. Breathing cleaner air is the difference. AQM oxidizes, cleans particles out of the air to let you breathe better, faster. Clean your air at odorexit.com and breathe the difference. Odorexit.com. Ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home? Well, you need Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply Wet and Forget to your roof, siding, deck, fence, walkways, patio furniture, or any exterior surface, and you're done. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and rain to clean moss, mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. If you want to easily clean the exterior of your home, just wet it and forget it. Available in Extreme Reach Hose End, pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, or Ace Hardware.
Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
It's important to seal the concrete and masonry surfaces around your home. As rain soaks in, it penetrates deep into the pores, and when the temperatures drop, the water expands and can cause the surface to crack or spall. Masonry Defenders, my go-to solution. Masonry Defender is a complete line of sealers that protect your surfaces and prevent water penetration. And they're project-specific for your driveway, stamped concrete, pavers, and more. Masonry Defender is easy to apply, and most projects take less than a few hours. MasonryDefender.com.
All right, back at it about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, that website is rescue.com, and we're talking home improvement. If you'd like to join us with your project, do so. It's 800-823-8255. Art, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing wonderful.
I'm from New Jersey, and I have a couple issues with my deck.
All right, fire away.
I have white vinyl railing that I installed 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a preservative that I could put on it? Every spring I clean it, and it's just chalks up. It gets mold on it, but that's not an issue. It's just the chalking up. Is there something I can put on there as a new finish?
There is. I don't know if it's really going to be worth it, so let me explain what it is.
Okay.
And I'll explain a little bit about vinyl, too. Vinyl is siding, shutters, railings. You know, the selling point on vinyl is that color is all the way through the vinyl, which it is. But that coloring in vinyl also oxidizes from the sun. And so you might get some chalking. You might even get some splitting on non-virgin vinyl. But there are some products out there. There's one that I'm familiar with. It's called Shutter Saver. So it's designed to be used on vinyl shutters, which wouldn't be any different than using it on vinyl siding or right. using it on vinyl railings. And it comes with a cleaner and a protectant. And it works. So the cleaner, you would scrub that down and it'll remove the oxidation. And the protectant goes on, I would say it's about the viscosity of milk. And it's milky appearance. It's, you know, milkish colored. And you put it on with a brush. And it's kind of watery, but it dries clear.
Okay.
And it gives it a rejuvenated look. So you've removed the oxidation and you've made it pop.
Okay.
So it's called Shutter Saver. I know it's on Amazon. Some hardware stores may carry it. They may have another brand name.
Okay.
So that technology is out there.
It seems to only be on the top rail. That's the only area, because I guess that gets the most sun.
That gets the most sun, yeah. Another thing you can do is you can take that whole vinyl out of play and you can paint it. You can paint vinyl, contrary to what some people will tell you. But it depends what kind of paint you're using, what type of tint you're using. I know Sherwin-Williams has a tint that can go into their exterior house paint that allows it to be reflective. In other words, it minimizes the solar heat gain so the paint can stick to the vinyl. And the paint itself has excellent protection against the sun because it's an acrylic exterior house paint with this type of tint that allows it to fight the sun and stick to vinyl. So,
is that a water base?
That is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you want to go in and talk to the folks at Sherwin-Williams, they can probably mix that in probably 100 different colors.
Wow, okay. I would only want to redo my top rail, so I would want it gloss
well,
white.
Well, you know what? I was thinking the same thing, Art. Rather than cleaning it all and putting that clear protectant on, just paint it, not worrying about it again. And then you could also, you know, you don't have to use white. You can create almost an accent color on there and make that look pretty sharp.
There you go. Make it look like wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's the first question. Thank you. My second one. You mentioned an oxidant bleach cleaner that
I
missed the name of. What was that?
Yeah, so when you go to the hardware store, I found this difficult too. I think it's sodium bicarbonate is the product. I could be wrong on the chemical name. But oxygenated bleach is a chemical that is a very safe, good cleaning agent. The one I recommend, because there's different degrees of it, the one I recommended is made by Defy, which is the same people that make wood stain. And they, if you go to defywoodstain.com, you'll find a deck cleaner. That's an oxygenated bleach. Or you can go to masonrydefender.com. They also have a masonry cleaner that is a high-grade oxygenated bleach. Either one of those will work perfect.
And how do you spell that, Defy?
D-E-F-Y.
Okay. My third and final question is, when I installed my deck back in 2004, I got Brazilian mahogany, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to maintain it by putting Olympic stain on it. It's a hardwood, and the stain doesn't – it was Cabot.
Right.
That they suggested.
Right.
And it just doesn't soak in. And anymore, it's just wearing off in a year.
Right. It's not penetrating in. And Cabot's also changed a lot of their formulation. So when you're at that Defy Wood Stain website, they have a Defy Extreme Wood Stain. Take a look at that. It's made for exotic woods. And you can look at the Defy Exotic Wood. There's videos on there. You would use the deck stain or the deck cleaner, the deck brightener, and then use their exotic wood stain. I guarantee you that'll penetrate into it. All right, got a scoot. And thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. The Defy is one of my favorite products, and it is a premium deck stain. It's going to last longer than the others. It's going to be cleaner, brighter, and it's going to seal that deck. Like I said, the Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from the harmful effects of the sun. Check it out. You can find it at Do It Best stores or defywoodstain.com. We'll continue with your questions at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.